Expo Bomb, and we're here to make you think about death and get sad and stuff.
I'm hearing voices, animal voices, the tremor of cold, the feminine of this soon, reaching my threshold, staring at the truth till I'm blind.
Hello! What the heck was that? That sounded like error, error, error. But it's all good, bros. It's all good. I'm running a little slow here today. Well, I'm running fast, but my co-host is running a little slow. I think, I could talk about her right now, and you guys would hear, and she would never hear it. Because, you know, I do that. I'm like crazy that way. But to start off today's show, I wanted to start off with something that I do on the Facebook land called ZZisms, and I'm going to share one or two of you with you tonight, and hopefully you'll hear them. And if you have questions, by all means, ask. I shall answer. Anybody in the chat room wants to say a question? Go for it. I'm going to say now, hey, to that, and the ho and the he and the ham and the ham how, and all that other stuff. So one of the most recent ones that I did was, do not ever ask the universe these questions or variants thereof. What's the worst that could happen? How much worse could it be? What could possibly go wrong next? It can't possibly get any worse than this, right? Don't ask those questions, because the universe is extremely wicked, and it will give you an answer. And that answer probably won't work out the way you want it to, so don't even go there. Just forget about it altogether. So this is me in my random mode, because I have to really take a moment and just talk about life and the universe and all of the other existentialisms and things and TikTok ticks and all these other little bits and pieces of the world and the universe and life in general. I'm going to start with comic books. Comic books this week. This is Wednesday. One of the reasons why I have this show on this day is because it's comic book release day. The day that new comic books come out to the consuming public. I like comic books. And if you haven't heard it before, I like comic books. I'll say it again. See? I just did it again. Today's bevy of wordage and picturage combination in small file format size includes Guardians of the Galaxy, Tomorrow's Avengers. What will our fantastic group of rampaging people in the universe do? They're going to shoot things. I always get a kick out of that. Next up, Knights of the Living Dead. I'm a big fan of that series, and this particular cover is, well, they called it the gore wrap because, well, she's covered in a lot of blood, and there's a whole bunch of dead things on the cover, and if you've ever read any of the books, you'll know there's a lot of dead things in there. Much, much, much fun. And next, by the way, that book is put out by some of the original people from Night of the Living Dead, continuing on the story where, hey, the original movie came out, outbreak happened, people died, people survived, people grew and did other things after the 60s and stuff. And then it sort of disappeared for a while. And the real universe then came back again a little while afterwards, because zombies never go away for very far or very long. They're always there. Next up, what do we got here? Uh-oh. Looks like a little devil stuff. One of my favorite characters that came out a couple years ago called Mercy Sparks. She's a little demon, kind of cute, kind of sassy. On the little on the devilish side, where she's not quite the nice person, but heaven recruits her to kind of find and make sure that the demons stay down so that they're not getting mixed up and messing around with the rest of the world, because can't have demons in Earth. That's just wrong. Next up. Oh, and by the way, on Mercy Sparks, I'm a big fan of the, if I like a title or a series or a character or a book, I'll get all the covers. I'm a variant fan. I love the variant covers because I like artwork. Mercy, has three different covers: a Hot on the Motorcycle cover, a Why Is She Tied Up and Duct Taped, and a I'm Mean and Angry, But I'm Sitting Here with All the Cute Angels in Their Lingerie Lying Around, and Oh, They All Look Dead. Okay. Fun, fun, fun. Next up is another lovely series called 10 Grand with J. Michael Straczynski. I hope I always pronounce his name right. I'm never really sure. And Ben Templesmith. He's a detective. He's kind of on the other side of the living and always doing those special little jobs where Earth, Heaven, Hell kind of intersect and just don't go quite so well. See, I rhymed it with that one. And now, I see that Jack has joined us in the chat room, and later on today I'm going to have to post the images of this next book. It's actually got five different covers. And as I said, I likes the covers. This one is called Oz. Just called Oz. It is another in the continuing landscape development and world building series that comic book company called Zinescope is putting out. This, of course, is the land of the Wizard of Oz. And Dorothy doesn't look like she's from Kansas, but that's okay. I will share those, and I will make Jack want to buy them all, because I'm like that, I'm evil. Ooh, and I see little dude in the chat room picked up a bunch of Deadpool comics and Watchmen. Ooh, and an action figure, too. Excellent. Deadpool is an awesome series. That came in today, too. That was Deadpool Kills Deadpool, continuing on the series where Deadpool is out to kill all of existence because he just kind of wants to finally go to sleep forever. Because, you know, Deadpool can't quite kill him. He's kind of like unkillable, a machine of homicidal maniacisms. He's fun. I like it. He's cool. Another one today, Satellite Sam. I have no idea what this comic is about yet. Picked it up because, well, I like the interior cover at work. It was kind of making fun of 50s sci-fi stuff. And it looks like it'll be fun. Done by Matt Fraction and Howard Chaykin. And I've read some of the stuff that both of those guys have done before. They're usually pretty good and cool. And my last book up, Ferrest. Ferrest continues in the Fables universe. And this particular issue is focusing on... Oh, what was his name again? I can't remember his name. Why am I not remembering his name? Oh, well. He's the main character from... Not Aladdin. It's the other one. The Thief of Baghdad. Him. That guy. And he's getting it on with the girlies. It's always good, clean fun. Good, clean fun. Yeah! Yeah, that's right, Jack. I'm spending your money for you. And talking about Watchmen... Because I don't know if you all know or not, I did enjoy that movie quite a bit. With the comic book series, they recently... I think the final issue came out about 2 months ago. They did an entire large spread of Before the Watchmen, a prequel series, as it were. Series where they're different. The different main characters from the Watchmen series have their sort of... origin stories / hey, this is our life before we had the Watchmen come together. We were kind of crazy people too. The artwork, very different between each series. Stories, still dark, and surprisingly, I thought really well done. They had a good sense of what the characters were going through to get into where their lives ended up as far as the Watchmen comic book series. So, I thought it was a lot of fun. I enjoyed it. Oh, what other comics? Oh! Big news for all you fans of horror in general. Dexter, number one, came out today. Ooh, I wonder what it looks like. Let me take a look inside. Ooh. Oh, there's blood. Oh, there's killing. Oh, there's... I'm not saying nothing anymore. It's Dexter. Yeah. If you like Dexter, you're going to pick that up. Why? Just because. Ooh. And I got the trades for today for R.I.P.D. Volume 1 and Volume 2. I read Volume 2 before, it was good, so I had to make sure I got Volume 1 as well, because this looks like fun. Now, I don't know if y'all know or not, and why do I go into y'all? Oh, well, that's because I'm crazy that way. R.I.P.D. will also be a movie coming out in a month or two. Can't remember if it's a month or two. Which one? Yeah, one of those two. A movie with Ryan Reynolds playing one of the characters and one of the Bridges guys. Bridges. I can't remember which one, if it was Jeff or Beau. I think it was Jeff. As one of the top cop type dudes in the underworld. You know, dead. Sometimes they just don't want to quite stay dead. They want to come back. They want to have fun. They want to eat your brains. And I can't say as I disagree with them. Because you know me, I'm all about doing that too. So, here's another crack at some ZZisms. Because, you know, I'm a big fan of them. Wait, that's because I write them. Maybe I'm a little conceited about it, and I have kind of like my own like little preconceived perceptions on it. So yeah, let's go with this one. A is for amazing. B is for brains. C is for cookie. D is for double stuff. E is for eating. By the way, don't do the cookie monster noise type thing like that too often, because it like really hurts the throat, and you got to get like make sure the throat's properly lubricated. And I didn't do that this time. F is for frosting. G is for a gigantic cookie. H is for humongous helpings. I is for icing. And somebody's asking me a question in the chat room, and I don't know the answer off the top of my head. So now I'm going to skedaddle over there and quickly find out. And yes, it is, actually. So, little dude in the chat room asked if the Dexter comic book was written by the original writer, Jeff Lindsay. And I am happy to report, yes, it is. The artist is... Ooh, I don't know if I can pronounce that name properly. If I do, please forgive me if I pronounce it incorrectly. Dalibor Talajic. Talajic? Talajic. Something along those lines. Artwork's a little... It's comic book artwork. It looks good. It sets well. It sits well with the way that the Dexter show runs. So I like it. Where was I? Oh, yes. J is for jocularity. K is for killing grounds. And where do we get into that? Don't worry. L is for licking. M is for mint flavored. N is for nom nom. And everybody who knows zombies and me should know what that means. O is for organ donor card. P is for pants. And if you listen to another particular show, you'll realize that's a bad thing. Bad. And then we put a little quick comment there, because that's what we do. Q is for quixotic. And if you can put it in a sentence in the chat room, I will say thumbs up and good on you, bro. R is for repast. Yeah, that. S is for sweet. Because I'm so sweet and adorable. I'm a dead zombie. I like to eat things. Oh, wait. Okay. T is for travel. I don't know. I just sort of threw that in there. I guess. I don't know. U is for unlimited. Because us zombies, we don't ever want to quite stop eating. It's what we do. V is for victims. No. There are no victims. There are only desserts. W is for want. X is for expletives. Because, you know, as zombies, we like to use some rather choice words in the original occasion. And, you know, then we like to say bad things. Because, you know, bad people do bad things. And if we're going to talk to bad people with bad things, we've got to use bad words. So we use the expletives, which starts with X. Yeah, depending on which country you live in. And Y is for yummy. Because, you know, cookies and brains and bacon and all that sort of stuff is just yummy. And Z is for zombies. And I know you guys in the chat room are pretty much all probably American. So you were expecting me to say Z. Ha! I was surprised and tricked it. Oh, look, my picture on my computer screen thing just changed to a picture of the Cookie Monster in the hospital saying, "What? Those aren't my cookies. Who, me? Nah." So, that brings us to the end of that particular Aziziism. So, if you get the opportunity, by all means, feel free, drop down on my Facebook page and read some of my stuffs that I put out there. I'm going to throw another one at you because it's random, and I'm going to go and scroll through and say, oops, don't hit that button. Pick a word. If you do good for the sake of doing good and not for the sake of profitability, then good will be returned back onto you in great volume. If all the good you do is with intent for return, then good will come back. Then good will come back to you, but not as truly wrought as if it were done for the pure desire of just doing good. Good for the sake of good is a hand unguided by intent. Do good, be well, and live happy, and eat cookies, but save some for me, because I like my cookies. Ooh, Jack actually used quixotic in a next word. Very well done. Thumbs up for you, Jack. Bingo. So, what happened there? I'm just going to say a quick message to somebody. The water's warm. It's friendly, too. And I think I just heard a throat clear.
So I cleared the mic. I turned the mic on before I did the...
Dome! That's what we call a dome!
Yep.
So... it's been about 2 weeks since we had a talkie talk type episode in After Rotland. And last week we had an interview with Michael Hansen, one of the authors in the series of books about heroes in hell, as well as Shada and his own other stuff and all that other fun stuff. But I just wanted to start off with the rest of the show about movies, because I'm really stoked about a movie I saw this weekend.
What'd you see?
World War Z.
Did you?
I did.
What'd you think?
Surprisingly, I enjoyed the movie. But because I went into the movie knowing darn well, full and darn and completely unguided by any kind of intuition that said anything else otherwise, it's not the original book, nor is it technically a zombie movie. It's an action movie.
Well, I knew it was action, but I know you were going kind of reserved when you were talking about going into it because you didn't think it was going to be good.
There were reasons for that. I mean, the shots that they showed you in the commercial were, oh, look, big piles of CG zombies all piling on top of each other. Look at how that looks.
Right.
The good thing about that was there's only like two or three scenes of that. Then there's actual zombie makeup stuff and good CG that is... really well integrated with the story and really well integrated with the action and everything, you see what you believe to be zombies, and that's good.
Cool.
Uh-oh, TJ's talking about zombie wins. Hunters. Grr. Yeah, well, he's also complaining. He's going to be in that side of the equation, says if it ain't the book, it ain't going to be good. And I get that, and I agree with him that if they're going to make a movie like this, why the hell did you call it World War Z? Well, if it wasn't associated to the book, then it would have perfectly applied as far as a story title as well. But, and I agree with everybody who says, it ain't the book, it ain't the movie. Fine. That's why I said when I walked in to watch the movie, like, I'm not here to watch the book, I'm here to watch whatever movie they put together. And I'll be fine with that.
Right.
So surprisingly enough, this movie is... comes in for about a couple minutes, like, doody doody doo, happy family, all that crap, blah 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 blah. Holy shit! And then the action just keeps on nonstop for the rest of the whole movie. It's a 2.5 hour almost movie, and it's like, wow. I just sat down. It was really well done.
So it moved time for 2.5 hours, but
oh yeah,
Because see, in creating films, they always talk about. That the average person doesn't have a, you know, the mindset to be able to sit there and watch a two-hour movie.
Not me. I can sit for hours and hours and hours and watch a movie.
Yeah, of course. Well, I've watched the director's cut of Lord of the Rings. That was the longest day of my life.
No. There's three movies. The third one is the longest.
I know.
I've watched that one uncut.
That is long.
Oh, yeah. It's like 4.5 hours, I think.
Yeah, the other ones are 3 hours, 3.5 hours, I think.
Yeah, I think the first one is 3 point something and a bit, and the second one is like 3.5 to 3:50 or whatever, and then the fourth one is 4.5.
I mean, but I'll give you they were good, but I mean, that's the thing. I don't know if the theory is that films that are longer than an hour and a half are no good. Because there's a lot. I mean, like Avengers, I didn't realize that film was longer than 2 hours.
2.5 hours.
Yeah. And you get caught up in there. If it's written right and it's done right,
exactly.
Don't realize.
I mean, that's what's involved in creating a good story. You have to have a good dynamic mix of world building. Hey, look, it's a neat little place and they're going to have a story in here. Story building. Hey, look, things are happening. People, I can see what they're doing. I can identify with that. It's like, oh, wow, that's cool. Or, oh, well, oh, my God, I hope they don't get hurt. And then dialogue. Dialogue is a very important part of the movie. If the characters don't talk like you would expect that kind of person, character, creature, thing, or whatever would be, who are you going to believe and identify with? You can't see that. You really just can't see all that. But Little Dude just put a question into the chat room about if the book is good or great or terrible, whatever, why don't they make the movie like the book? Yeah, well,
that answer.
Speaking to your question there about the attention span and length of the average movie, an hour and a half movie, average length movie, the script for that, which is not even as dense as a regular book, is about 80 pages. That's it for that hour and a half long movie. The average book, anywhere from 200 to 400 pages. You just can't pack that much action and activity and things and whatever else into the movie. Lord of the Rings, I can't remember which one it was that somebody was saying, I think it was the third one, was only half of the book. There's like entire sections of the book that were not even covered or touched upon in the movie because they just didn't have the time to make it fit that way. Otherwise, they would have been a 6-hour movie or some other god-awful length of time, which I would have been fine with.
Well, the book The Hobbit wasn't...
The Hobbit was a small book.
Yeah, and they're turning it into a 3-part movie.
Correct.
I don't understand how they got enough content to do that.
Funny enough you should say that. It really does have that much content in the book. They do tend to focus a little bit more on some scenes like the, oh look, all of the dwarves are in Bilbo's home and they're playing with his cutlery and cleaning his dishes and all that other stuff. That was a little longer.
That was probably the only time his dishes got cleaned.
I don't want to know, but I ain't never eaten at his place. That place, that guy looked dirty.
Very.
Yeah, but World War Z had only one negative point I had to point out in the movie. I don't want to point it out specifically, but it was this one little scene which was, really? That is such obvious foreshadowing that I cannot believe you guys did this. Okay, you get all this great foreshadowing in other scenes, like, oh, that actually, oh, and then when he did, oh, that's neat.
See, but now I'm going to ask the one question that everybody else is going to be covering their ears going, la, 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 la. Any spoiler alerts you can give?
I can give shit tons of spoiler alerts, but I'm probably not going to because I want people to watch the movie and enjoy it for its own merits. And I know that there's going to be a lot of zombie fans saying, oh, but it's the best darn PG-13 zombie movie I've ever seen because it still has a good sense of scary. It's got... I will say one thing that I thought was extraordinarily... I'm going to give you one spoiler alert.
All right.
Because this scene I actually thought was extremely well thought out. It was crafted well enough that it felt real enough to give it a sense of definitive purpose. So the group, Brad Pitt, his wife, two kids, and somebody else, Running up the stairs to get up to the top of the roof. Trying to get away. Zombies are following. Blah, 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 blah. All that kind of good, surreal, hey, it's dark, but we got to try and get away from the mom. They get up onto the roof. Brad Pitt's just knocked and bashed a few of the zombies away, and he's got the face covered in blood, because that's what zombies do. They splatter a little bit. This is, by the way, is the only scene of splatter in the entire movie, by the way, just so we're all clear and clear. So he gets a little bit of blood on his face and is all concerned. He closes the door. His kids are all rushed out. The wife's all over. And he rushes over to the edge of the top of the building, and his wife is saying, "Oh my God! Oh my God!" And he's counting in his head, because this is something he kind of picked up earlier, is to see how long it takes for the infection to really take hold. He's counting in his head, and he's hanging over the edge of the building, and he's looking at himself, okay, passes the time period. He was standing there, because if he was turning, the sudden sense of disarray would have made him fall if he was turning into a zombie. Saving and keeping his family and kids safe if he had ended up turning. I thought that was surprisingly, stellarly, wow, that's just smart. And I'm wondering how many people in the audience were realizing that's what he was doing, because they don't actually explain it. But all of the little elements leading up to it just said, hey, that's neat.
You got me thinking there.
So, overall, I thought the movie was well thought out, well crafted, well acted, well directed, except for the one scene which drove me up the wall much later in the movie. It's like, dudes, really? Seriously? That just drove me up the wall. Not Bad Science, which is one of the things that will usually drive me out of any movie that comes up if it's Bad Science. And yes, Jack, there is another PG-13 zombie movie. It's called Warm Bodies. Check it out. Sorry. Oh. Earlier comment in the chat room.
Now I have a question on the movie here. Is this, how do they get their zombies? Do they give a reason how they became zombies?
No. They basically touch upon a couple of potential, hey, it could have been this, or hey, it could have been that. That's kind of Brad Pitt's job, is what he's trying to do is to find where's the source, where patient zero come from, so that they can maybe develop a way of trying to treat the infection and try and figure out a way to put the kibosh on it. But they don't actually ever really explain it. They just sort of kind of hint at a bunch of things.
This did, and then it just spread from there, I'm guessing.
Yeah. Well, they went to a number of good locations and showed you a couple of different things. India was neat. North Korea was cool. Israel was fun. Pant loads of fun. Oh, look, there's Jazzy.
There's a Jazzy.
Gadzooks and Odds Bodkin. And you know what? While we wait for her to mosey on in, we could always run our intermezzo after rottage.
What is that?
I don't know.
I've never heard of it.
Really?
No.
Uh-oh.
Was I supposed to? No, I got it.
Ruh-roh.
I've got it. Let me just pull it up for you. And yeah, you want to play some music.
Yeah,
so,
yeah.
Here we go.
Hey, honey, where the hell's my shooter now? You
bam, bada bing, bang, 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 bam. I weep for the unloved, for they sleep without warmth. I weep for the unkind, for they know no better. I weep for mankind, for the zombies do not ever stop eating. Did Jazzy come back?
I escaped the French fries.
You escaped the there is no escape from the French fries.
They tried to hold me hostage tonight, and I said, nuh-uh, you are not holding me hostage. I have more important things to do.
They kept you detained a half an hour longer than normal. You should probably introduce them to Mr. Duck Tape and then leave them in a conspicuous area where there's a couple of zombies just lurking waiting for a little bit of a nibble.
I should have used duct tape on them.
Yes, you should have.
Why did I think about that?
I know, seriously, what up with that? You should have remembered the duct tape, Miss Duct Tape.
I was thinking I was so hungry, but did not want any fries because, oh my god, too many fries today.
Come on, McDonald's fries are addictive. They have you. Okay, here's another movie reference. It's called The Stuff. And I'm really not making that movie title up. It really is a movie called The Stuff.
You know what? I'm going to IMDb. I'm looking this up.
You should.
I don't believe you.
Because this is a movie about some stuff that people eat. And they turn into, like, little very hungry monsters because they're, like, always eating. And the stuff makes them do that. Ooh, and I realized I did press the button today.
Oh, there really is a movie called The Stuff?
There is.
Oh,
and who was in it? There was a famous guy in it. Who was it? Who's the top-billed guy in that movie?
Michael Moriarty?
No, that's not it. I thought there was somebody else in it, but I kind of think I forgot him and got him confused with somebody else. Wait, now I'm going to Google it. The Stuff.
Scott Bloom? Paul Sorvino? Garrett Morris?
No, it's a Larry Cohen movie. That's why I was remembering the name. The director, writer.
The what?
Yes. 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 Oh, look. We've got a Bumble Bump now. Woohoo! I don't know who that is.
Oh my gosh. Okay, I have to share this with everyone.
Danny Aiello's
so
in it.
About it.
Danny Aiello's in it. He's Canadian.
We have Despicable Me 2 toys at McDonald's right now.
Yes, you do.
I want some. I want some.
Did you get some?
No, I forgot. I was gonna.
You should get some.
I should. I will.
Because, you know, sometimes those McDonald's toys become really collectible. I have the Simpsons Halloween of Horror series set. Four of them.
I have all of the McDonald's Beanie Babies.
I don't care about Beanie Babies.
I do. They're cute and cuddly.
That's probably one of the main reasons why I don't care about Beanie Bubblies.
Did you just call them Beanie Bubblies?
Yes.
They're Beanie Babies.
You know, I could have gone with a different word there, but I thought I'd go with World War Z was PG-13. Maybe I'll just be a little PG-13 today, too. Yeah. Dangan Dois, Dash, Dak,
When aren't we PG-13?
You've occasionally been not. And I have not as well. But not on the show while taping ours. Because, you know, it's a family show for everyone.
No, I know I can get R-rated, but I try not to broadcast that all over the world.
Apparently Jack says that just because we prefer to be PG-13 and enjoyable by everybody in the spectrum of social all that other stuff, that we suck. So, you know what I have to say to Jack? Hey, now. Don't look at that comment, Jazzy. Don't look at it. It's bad.
No! I already looked at it.
But, did you see what I posted about zombies, Twinkies, there the other day on the Facebook? It's a picture of the zombie Twinkies. They're back! Hungrier than ever.
I think I missed that.
By the way, did you hear the song that we played in the intermezzo?
I did.
Are you familiar with them?
I don't think so, but
well, they had,
I shouldn't say that.
They had one song that played quite well on the radios when they came out about 5, 6, 7, 8. Don't remember how many years ago, called Cotton Eye Joe. This band called the Rednecks.
Oh, I love Cotton Eye Joe.
Yeah, see, it was a 50-50 split between Cotton Eye Joe or that song, which is called Shooter, which I get a kick out of. It's like, it's legible. Half their songs are like, what the hell is he saying? You can't make any sense out of it. The rest of them is like, this is just a fun ditty, man. It's just fun. I like, is enjoyable.
That's the fun, not knowing what he's saying, but the music's going and the music's fun and hell, I'm going to dance.
That's pretty much why that kind of music was about. It's just get up and be happy. But I'm going to back to movie themes. Movies. I saw some other movies too. Have you ever seen a movie called Chronicle?
Chronicles of Narnia? Chronicles of...
Nope, just called Chronicle.
Oh. It sounds familiar, but I'm not sure.
Okay, it's set in Seattle. It's one of the interesting, neat movies that has come out. One of the few, I would say, Hollywood big budget, semi-big budget, medium budget type movies that came out with a great deal of spin. And interestingly and unique, neat marketing stuff. So a little while before this movie came out, Cloverfield came out, and they had this whole, oh, look, find the clues throughout the internet, and maybe, oh, you'll find out some neat information about the movie before the movie comes out. It's like, oh, look at all the Easter eggs. Ooh, wait, I can't find it. Damn it, where is it? That sort of thing. With Chronicle, they had this one marketing gimmick came out where they had these balloons flying above the Seattle skyline, and people thought they were real people flying. And that's a small part of the premise in the movie, is that these three kids find a meteorite buried underground. They come into contact it, and all of a sudden, they've got the equivalent of superpowers, which is all based on telekinesis, the ability of the mind to make, yes, Dr. Moo, and we got a guy in the chat room called Dr. Moo! It is the one about the people who can fly.
I know who Dr. Moo is.
Well, that's good. He probably likes French fries. But back to Chronicle. So, the movie, for the most part, really feels like a low-budget human interest. Oh, look, people are sad. They're in high school. They're up. Their life sucks. Blah, 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 blah movie. But then it goes into the whole downward path of, well, if you got superpowers, what would you do with them? Especially if you're in a very bad, abusive relationship. And it's kind of going to come out and have some dark stuff happen. Very fun movie. The final series of scenes with the whole superpower action going on, really well done. And watching the behind the scenes bit about how did they do that was really cool, because I didn't realize as much of it was CG'd as I thought it was. I thought it was a lot less CG and more wire work. But nope, it was a lot of CG in that movie. Have I mentioned that I saw Jack the Giant Slayer yet before?
I don't believe you have. Ah, at least good. Not to me.
I didn't think I had. Because all of the movies, all of the memories, everything flows together now sometimes. And I like see a picture, so, oh, I remember that. But otherwise I don't. But Jack the Giant Slayer is based on Jack and the Beanstalk. And I thought it was a really good spin twist on the story where throws the seeds out and says, hey, look, the beanstalk goes up, and it's a land full of giants that want to come down and kill everybody. Fun movie. And, last but not least on this week's Exparanga of movie plethora. By the way, I don't know if you've noticed, Jazzy, but I like words.
You?
Bigger the better. Big words.
No, you don't like words.
Big bada boom words.
It's not possible for you to like words. You can't like words.
What do you mean I can't like words? I'm a zombie. I love everything that's tasty.
I won't allow it.
As if... Cha.
Yeah. I guess you can like words.
Are you ready for the last movie?
Yes.
The incredible Burt Wonderstone.
I've never heard of that one.
What?
What's it about?
It's a comedy.
I might have to watch it.
Do you know who Chris Angel is? Mind Freak.
Yes, I know who that is.
Are you a big fan of that? I'm not a big fan of Chris Angel. It's okay. It's kind of, I guess it appeals to a bunch of people. It's just never really worked for me, that one. True Magic, the whole illusion magicians and sleight of hand and all that, that gets me happy because I enjoy watching that sort of thing. Big About a Doom, yes. It really pokes a lot of fun at Chris Angel. I thought it was hilarious.
Oh, then I love that movie.
Yes. Jim... Oh my gosh, why am I forgetting the names again? Jim Carrey plays that character. Jim Carroll from Anchorman plays the main character, Burt Wonderstone. And I am going to hit myself with an unhappy stick because I can't remember the other guy's name. Huh. James Gandolfini, the guy who passed away recently from hey, that's not cool. From what's that gangster show with the mobsters and the stuff? The popular one?
Come on, people. Sopranos?
That's the one. The main guy from that show, he passed away recently. He's in the movie for a bit. He's the owner of the club. But it's a good, fun movie. It's kind of a little dry. I thought it was a little slow at times, but there's some really good, funny parts to the movie. It's like, oh my gosh, that's funny. You should watch it. if you like the whole Chris Angel thing, Jim Carrey takes that kind of a shock magic type thing and says, I'm going to make it even shockier.
Nice. I'll have to watch that.
You should. But that's it for our movie roundup for the week.
Did I miss the comic book part?
Yes, you missed the comic book part, and you missed the full discussion on World War Z, or as I like to say, because us in Canada, or as you guys like to say, Canada, like to say, World War Z. Because that's the Queen's English, people. The Queen. The Queen is the source of most English in the world, and it is performed and pronounced with proper pronunciation. The word and the letter is Z, because that is the letter in the end of the alphabet, the letter Z. Now, can you pronounce aluminium?
No, don't make me do it.
And nuclear. Not nuclear. Nuclear. And
the same.
No, one is nuclear, or one is nuclear. Nukem from orbit. Steve Carroll and Steve Buscemi. That's it. Jack got it. That's who I was trying to remember the other guy's name. I was trying to remember Steve Buscemi. I don't know why I can't remember his name. He's an ugly son of a gun. But he's a funny... He's a perfect straight man in a movie like this. Because he can take a straight role and be... Yep, I'm straight. I'm the straight guy in this movie. Do-do-do-do-do. Oops! Oh, God, you guys got me again on that one. Duh-duh-duh.
Wait, what about a queen zombie?
I don't know what the heck he's talking about on queen zombies. I think he's getting pernicious there. Uh-oh. He's getting contentious now. I think we're going to have to put some smack down. Smacking down.
All right, y'all. Calm down.
Now, I know we were talking about something before we went into that diatribe. Yes.
The fact that I miss comic books.
And World War Z.
Yes.
And I think you'll enjoy World War Z.
Really?
Yep. No gore. No splatter. It's an action movie. It's fun. You'll get to see Brad Pitt being Mr. Oh, like hipster cool guy thing. I don't know. Whatever.
Being Mr. Dreamy.
I wouldn't exactly call him that. He doesn't exactly fit into my profile of personality types and stuff.
ZZ, we have different tastes. You like brains, and I like Brad Pitt.
And cookies. I like cookies. And above all other, some other things, and not necessarily all or in any specific particular order, rated 1 to 5 or anything else like that, bacon. And you know what makes me always laugh my bacon off? Is when I drive into work in the morning, and I happen to drive by. There's a route, and if you go a little sideways over there, they always, and I always wondered for a long time, why are the pig trucks always around here? These things stink. And the pig trucks go and take a little detour over that way. It's like, oh, that's right, there's a slaughterhouse over there. Okay. So these guys are standing around on the corner of this intersection here all the time, every once in a while, with the big signs, don't kill pigs. See this little cute thing? He's a pig. He's going to be bacon slaughtered. And I keep saying, go bacon, go bacon, go, go. Go bacon, go bacon, go, go. Go bacon, yeah! Give him all.
Just because you like bacon.
It's not just me. Quick poll in the chat room. How many people like bacon?
One, two, three, four, five, six.
Oink, oink. I'm sorry, they go what?
Oink, oink.
Oink, oink. Have you ever met a pig in real life?
Okay, I'm not going to make the real pig sound.
Well, no, I don't mean like that. I mean, they're filthy animals.
So what? Everyone likes to roll around in the mud every once in a while.
I can safely say I was never a roll-in-the-mud kind of guy.
You didn't play in mud puddles as a kid?
Not particularly, no.
Oh, what kind of childhood did you live?
Clean.
Do you smash crunchy leaves?
Yes.
Like the dead leaves? Okay.
Yes, I was one of those people that would break things.
How could you go along as a kid smashing leaves?
Wouldn't exactly call it smashing leaves.
But you don't jump mud puddles.
Mud puddles are wet. I never liked feeling wet. Wet is icky.
Ugh.
Icky!
Okay, can we take a poll in the chat room? How many people, as a kid, loved to jump in mud puddles?
I'm pretty sure Dr. Moo did.
I'm pretty sure
my middle name is Mud. Oh, and he says he loves mud, too. And he played mud football, too.
He played mud football.
Jack says I was Canadian. I was never a kid. Jeez, are you kidding me? I'm a Toys R Us kid. I'm never growing up.
Oh, dear.
It's kind of my thing. I stay with my time, and I am...
Dr. Moo, mud wrestling, too.
Mud wrestling's good. I like that. Oh, yeah, I can get behind that 100%. Where's the channel?
Yeah, just because on. You want to watch some women wrestle around in mud, but you won't get in mud on your own.
You say that like a bad thing.
Ugh, men.
Hey, you're the one that was eye-humping Brad Pitt there. Oh!
He's eye candy, okay? I can do whatever I want with my eyes. I can look at Brad Pitt and do whatever I want, okay?
And the nice young ladies who are paying their college tuition fee by getting all buttered up in the mud pit, they're not the same? Bit of a double standard they're really going,
If they really want to, but all I'm saying
I don't
is men are pigs.
Think too many people are forced
to, watch that, okay?
To work as mud wrestling. Not too many. Not too many. They do it for the money or the joy of the sport. One or the other. I'm good with either way.
Whatever you say, zombie.
Exactly.
Whatever you say.
Exactly. So, what did the griffin say to the cow?
Caw, caw.
Delicious.
Okay, I'm sorry. I just saw that Little dude said Brad Pitt is eye bacon.
Well, for you, maybe.
Why do I have a feeling that's coming from Little Dude's dad?
It could very well be Little Dude. You never know. Little Dude knows how to type and stuff. I'm sure he knows what that means.
Yeah, but I can just hear good old Greg saying,
I don't know what you're talking about.
Brad Pitt is eye bacon.
I don't know what you're talking about.
You can't hear him saying that.
You know what? If you carpe my diem, I will carpe your soul.
Seize the day?
If you seize my day, I will seize your soul.
How about I seize my own day?
That is what you're supposed to do.
I don't know what you would do.
Oh, are you going to make me go all philosophical as a colon? Because I will. I will do that. I have done that before, and I will do it again. Why do I lapse into these odd accents?
Let's get philosophical zombie out. Let's go.
Oh, you want me to whip out the philosophical zombie?
Yeah. Whip it out.
Really? Okay.
Yes,
consider
whip it out.
Whipped out. Now, so the whole concept of seizing the day. Why do you want to seize the day? What is it about seizing the day that makes it any better or any worse for you today or for them yesterday to be better or worse at doing so? How does it make your life any better? I'll tell you. Because ownership of your own choices in life, owning what you do and how you are making your life, means that it's your life, your choices. They make what all everything else that comes out afterwards, yours. And you can't blame somebody else for it. You can't blame, they put me down. They said mean things when I was in high school because I played in the mud and all that stuff. It's your choices. It's your life. It's you've seized that day, and now everything that comes out that's great as a result of it is totally yours. You own it. It's yours. And everything that fails, guess what? You own that too, because only by failing at things do you learn how to do better at things. Did I get philosophical enough for you?
I'm sorry.
Hey, you asked me to whip it out. I whipped it out. All I need is a word. I start with a word. I will go for hours on anything. It actually makes me happy to do that sort of thing. I own my words.
I'm sorry for anything that like just comes out of my mouth right now. It's a long day at work and
oh, come on. Come on.
Everything is the fries. It's the fries' fault. Okay?
What time did you start at work today?
Huh?
What time did you start at work today?
I started at 3:15, was supposed to be out at 8:15, and I...
3:15 in the afternoon.
Yes, and...
3:15 in the afternoon.
Okay, you don't...
To 8:15 in the evening.
It was a rough day at work, okay?
5 hours.
Yes, it was supposed to be 5 hours.
Okay.
I didn't get my lunch break, okay? It was a rough day. We were really busy, because everyone decides to go out of town, because... Hey, tomorrow's the 4th of July.
Oh, by the way, thanks for bringing that up.
Yes.
Tomorrow is July 4th. It's an American holiday. Woo for you guys.
Happy American Independence Day. Tomorrow.
Tomorrow. And Friday. You guys get both days off?
I don't.
What?
I don't have a day off until Saturday.
Are you going to go to work tomorrow?
Yep, but then after work...
Party time?
Yes, I am going with one of my coworkers. We're going out to the beach. We're going to have a nice, relaxing evening on the beach and watch fireworks over Lake Michigan.
Fireworks?
It'll be fantastic.
Awesome! Yeah, awesome. Sometimes it only takes 5 hours, zombie. What? Gotcha. Guy, understand. Excellent. Yes, I don't know what Jack is talking about. Jack is in weird land, in Jack land. I sometimes wonder about Jack land. Sometimes I want to say, ooh, wonder if he has any jackalopes over there. Because if he does, Does he eat them? And if he does, is that like a perception of himself? It's like, I don't want to deal with that. It's, too much philosophical.
What is a jackalope? Is that like a cantaloupe where it's like a fruit? Or is it like a antelope where it's an animal?
Yes.
Or is it both?
No, it's the animal.
The animal,
fast,
okay.
As fast can be! You'll never catch me! That's the jackalope.
Okay.
It was America's Funniest Home Movies.
Oh, that's right. It was like that.
The little puppet thing or whatever that they put in, yeah.
Puppet rabbit thing.
Yeah, that.
Yes, yes, yes. Okay, I know what that is.
Good,
now.
Clean fun for everyone.
Yes, yes, yes. I know now.
Okay. So, I have no idea what EW's got rolling on Mental Candy next. But, Free Pie next. My bad! I did a mind blip. I flipped and hit a flip switch. And that switch flipped. And I'm going to switch back. Free Pie is up next with our good friend dude, EW. And I know he's going to do stuff and talk about stuff and have stuff going on and all that kind of stuff. And then after that, we've got what show? Jazzy?
Mental Candy!
And I know Joan's got some special stuff she's planning on playing tonight, and I think that's going to be the bomb diggity diggity doo doo. So it's going to be fun watching to do. Oh, apparently on EW's land, we're going to be hearing some of music from Paige Shannon, Harry Shannon's nice young daughter who is getting into the whole music thing. I've heard one song, it was pretty good.
Woohoo! I'll have to listen.
You should check out her Facebook too. She's got all kinds of stuff on there. So, yes, listen to Paige Shannon. Musician. Young. Coming into the music scene. She's gonna do stuff. You know? Stuff. Like music stuff. I use the big grin when I...
Stuff is good stuff.
When I do that little pause after I say stuff like that, I got this big grin on my face that says, hee hee, big grin. But I can't really physically show a big grin on that. It's like, ooh, I gotta find a way to do that. Ooh, free candy and mental pie. I don't know if I can deal with the mental pie. Wait, yes I can. It's called brains. Yes,
yeah,
mental
pie.
Yeah,
I have a mental brains. Pie going on right now.
Num, 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 num. Oh, and by the way, I mentioned also on Facebook today, if for any reason you ever hear me use the expression, I'm going to go get some nom-noms, you may shoot me. I will not use that expression.
I saw that someone wanted to do something with tweezers, though.
I don't know what's up with the tweezers. I think he's got a fixation on something. I don't know what it is. I'm not going there. Tweezers are too small. You need a knife. Thoughts, not a knife. This is a knife. And I believe that pretty much brings us to the end of our show. We kind of ran a little bit into mental free pie night. We had some small
mental candy free pie.
Mental candy free pie. I don't ever hit the high notes too often, so I thought I'd share that with everybody. Yes, class, that was a high note from the zombie. Everybody in the chat room, everybody listening here, thanks for sharing up. Thanks for coming by. Appreciate your presence coming, dropping in. And I hope to see you again next week, where we're going to rotten you up some more. Oh.
Of a big surprise. If you go down in the woods today, you'd better go in disguise. For every bear that ever there was will gather there for certain, because today's the day that teddy bears have their picnic.